6.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Steve Sawyer. An Iraqi police official says four men with ties to al-Qaeda are being held in connection to yesterday's deadly car bombing of a Shiite Muslim mosque. U.S. forces have uncovered some ammunition in raids around Tikrit. U.S. military police officer, Lieutenant Colonel David Poirier.
We came to this farmhouse. We asked the owner if there was any ammunition buried here. We were very serious up front, and he led us to this spot back here. So we will start back here. We've already found some larger caliber ammunition and some fuses for some artillery projectiles.
Lieutenant Colonel David Poirier in Tikrit. North Korean officials say they don't see any need for any more talks about their nuclear weapons program. A spokesman called the latest multinational negotiations empty just hours after a top U.S. diplomat had said they got off to a productive start. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called DebtScape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. DebtScape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, DebtScape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call DebtScape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let DebtScape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
After years of criticism for not taking a public stand in the matter, the bishops of Florida's Catholic Conference regarding the euthanasia controversy involving Terry Schiavo. We get more from CNSNews.com's Jeff Johnson.
Terry Schiavo is a 39-year-old disabled woman who suffered a brain injury under questionable circumstances in 1990. As a result, she is unable to care for herself and is provided nutrition and hydration through a feeding tube. Her husband is trying to stop that feeding against the wishes of her parents. The bishops of the Florida Catholic Conference had been silent on her ordeal until now. In their statement, they said, quote, if her feeding tube were to be removed to intentionally cause her death, or because her life is perceived to be useless, or because it is believed that the quality of her life is such that she would be better off, this would be wrong. Jeff Johnson, CNSNews.com, Capitol Hill.
And for the latest news and analysis, log on to our website at www.irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
Indian police may have foiled a possible attack on New Delhi's main train station. Officers patrolling the busy station found an abandoned bag packed with 47 pounds of explosives. A police official told Star Television that the explosives could potentially have caused extensive damage. India's capital has been on high alert since this week's bombings in Bombay that killed 52 people. The Bush administration's attempt to expand the so-called Patriot Act powers is meeting with a ton of resistance in Congress. IRN's John Russell has more.
Any attempt to expand the so-called Patriot Act is expected to meet with a great deal of resistance within the Congress. The original law was passed in the hysterical atmosphere immediately following the 9/11 attacks. The law was rushed through with so little scrutiny that copies of the act were unavailable to the members of Congress that voted to pass it. However, there is a growing groundswell of people who have become informed of what the Patriot Act allows the government to do, and they are not happy about it. Iowa's Republican Senator Charles Grassley, who says that any attempt to expand the law is at best premature, expresses the attitude of many lawmakers. John Russell, IRN News.
Hurricane Fabian's getting stronger. Forecasters say the storm's winds have increased to 80 miles an hour as it swirls in the Atlantic. It's expected to curve northward now and head between Puerto Rico and Bermuda over the next 5 days, but experts don't think it'll hit land for several days. I'm Steve Sawyer on the Information Radio Network.
From Montreal, it's Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
When you need it, yeah. On AM 990, WXBT, Southern, the all-new 990 BX.
The number you have 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
We're back once again. And the Crazy Boys. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel, special guest Mark Denis, right here in studio in Montreal. How's it going?
Glad to have you in studio with us, Mark.
I want to hear more of that Aussie on AM. Yeah, baby!
Well, that's our end title, is Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Yeah.
We started
and
that.
And she's arrived. Woo!
We started that originally when we were in on CIQC in Montreal because we figured, well, what the heck? You know, the original guy who we started doing our program with, Travel World, up in AM 600 Montreal at the time, told us, you know, as long as you pay your bill, I really don't care what you do. The whole show could be Willem and Steve. Willem.
Steve and Willem.
Willem and Steve. We figured, what the heck? We had one complaint something about our content, and I know what happened. It crossed the desk. And the guy said, did he pay his bill? File 13. So, yeah, we soon figured out how CIQC worked. WKRP in Cincinnati was more of a documentary on CIQC than it was a sitcom.
But well, I'm sure there's lots of stations. Then we went down to Shelby, North Carolina, and met Dr. Johnny Fever himself.
Oh, yes. Van Austin, spitting image of Dr. Johnny Fever. When we did our remote in Shelby, North Carolina, the... he was supposed to come out and help us out. We were in the middle of Courthouse Square setting up. He gave us an extra set of mics and whatever. He figured, I know you know what you're doing. And he took off. We didn't think any more of it until, we're basically on the air just before heading, actually getting to the airtime itself. And our op Bonnie, she says, where's Van? I said, he's not here at the moment. She says, well, John wants to talk to him. So John who? She goes, Scott Meyer. It's the guy who owns the network. And I'm going,
Where did Van go?
I didn't have the heart to tell him that Van was at the moment visiting his girlfriend up in Charlotte while his wife was helping me set up the show.
Oh, bada bing, bada boom. And then you hooked up with Stern and lost your license, and the whole thing went back to ground zero.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. No, but seriously, we're having a great time here. This is the day of our annual barbecue. It's the second annual here in my house in the West Island of Montreal.
Yeah. You're the weenies roasting as we speak.
Well, you know what? That Stephen and Ella showed up. That means we tripled our attendance from last year. So
we have a zip code as of now. And a postal, depending what country you're in.
Well, I want to introduce the strange voice, Mark Denis, formerly of CKGM Montreal way back when, and having done so many things here in Montreal. We, as growing up in Montreal, one of the biggest stations back in the early 70s and late 60s was CKGM. It was the
What do you mean, one of the biggest? Biggest stations. It was the biggest station.
It was it. It was, you know, that
yeah,
was it.
It was,
the station.
There's an echo in here.
You know what? That's actually kind of disturbing, having Ella come that close to me.
I thought you liked it.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
But speaking of the...
dreams, baby.
Speaking of, I'm glad you brought up 980 CKGM Montreal, because it was one of the great top 40 stations in North America.
Oh, it was amazing.
And for those listening, no matter where you are, thanks to the internet now, you may want to hook up to my website. On my website, I'm showing a Mark Denis's 980 CKGM Super 70s tribute page, or pages.
And people who grew up listening to that sound and when radio was. It was really something in people's lives.
Yeah, ever since it's been on. I've been on July 1st. I mean, there's been thousands of hits from people who grew up in Montreal and maybe moved on to other cities in Canada or the U.S. I'm getting emails from Europe, from Austin, Texas, from various markets that in Canada, including Montreal, and it's just a whole lot of fun. www.markdenis.com. MarkDenis with one knee.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what a total amount of fun it was, because they had a theme song they did. Expo 67, Montreal, very famous and very proud of our World's Fair that we had.
Oh, back in the 60s. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And two songs that stood out in my mind that we had back then were Hey Friend, Say Friend by Donald Lautrec.
Hey Friend, Say Friend. And
Come On Over.
In French, it was un jour, it was, quand tu viendras.
Exactly. It was,
and Donald Lautrec sang both versions.
That's
on
right.
One side of the 45 was the French, and on the other side
I
was the English.
The
you still have that?
I had.
I have it. Oh. I have it.
Yeah, I know. And
I'm selling. How much do I need? This is the next question.
How much is it worth it to you?
I'll trade you for the CKGM singers.
It's funny when somebody stopped in a car and there was something of mine that I'd left, you know, at Cheers the other day, says to me, here, you forgot your CDs. And he says, you want them back? I said, fine. He says, well, how badly do you want them? How fast can you run? Yeah. So, yeah.
Everything in life has a price.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it, Steve?
Yes.
Well, I'll trade you the Montreal, my hometown, the CKGM Singers, for a copy of Un Jour, Say Friend, Say Friend.
Yeah, well.
Say Friend, Say Friend.
If I find my 45.
Oh, here. Sure.
Because I have both songs.
What do you mean? If you find your 45, I don't get the other one? Tough luck.
I'll get it to you one way or the other.
Security, get this man out of here. He's leaving.
Security guy.
Here he comes now.
That banging outside.
I've been waiting for this moment
for years. Yeah, the guy showed up with handcuffs. I bet you've been waiting for this moment for years. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Charlie definitely likes that one.
Oh, yes. Well.
We were actually talking a few weeks ago. Of course, WXET was over at the Fire Hall with, there were lots of nice young ladies washing cars. It turns out that they were, what's Ella? Yeah. Mm.
Is this a family show we're running here?
Can
we go over and beyond this sentence?
Well, Charlie Poppett, the general manager, he spent a number of his years growing up in South Shore, Montreal, and he listened to Montreal radio growing up. So that was a big influence in his life, too.
But continue the story. I think you've all aroused the interest of our listeners here about the car wash with the...
Oh, yes, Kurt in the car wash. Well, the thing is, it's not often that you actually listen to and comment on the commercials. Of course we do, especially when they run the commercial for the Love Line, the pizza place, the motor court, followed by the divorce lawyer.
Yeah, that's the only ones they can get. Got to pay the bill somehow.
Hey, listen, we love our sponsors. We absolutely do. But we love the order in which we play our commercials, too. So
logical progression.
Well, it makes sense to me, of course. So anyway, there was this car wash that they had. They had a live remote going out. And I'm just sitting there going, and they just said there was young women washing cars, and I'm talking all about how great it would be. Just, Kurt, I said, did you get them wet at least, you know? And later on, they tell me, you know, that they were 15 and 16, and I'm going, oh, boy. Rene Angelil, I am not.
Security, he's leaving now.
And then you happen to have segued back into the spa that we were at.
Spa.
Oh, spa vacation.
My favorite topics. You know what? I used to think about that song by Julie Andrews and The Sound of Music.
Oh, that was before my time. I don't remember that.
And that song, These Are My Favorite Things. And I wondered, what if I wrote that song, you know? And I'd be singing it, you know?
And I don't think you can sing it right now, but you can...
The baby oil that the masseuse puts on me, these are some of my favorite things.
Oh, man, now there's something I won't be trading for Montreal, my hometown, the CKGM Singers.
The Willem Bacchus version. If you listen to Willem sing a song, you will never hear it the same way. Sometimes I listen at night, DXing to WPTR out of Albany, and there's songs there that Willem has sung during the day, and I said, no, they haven't cut it right.
It's not the lyrics that I just found. spontaneously came out with while in the car. These things come to me. I'm in the car. You know, I phone up my friends and say, how's this for a lyric? They said, you have too much time on your hands. I said, yeah, the Montreal traffic is something else.
Much too much time.
You have much too much time. I don't know where you get some of your crazy ideas.
Oh, well, they just come to me. Well, you and your crazy ideas.
Oh, I'm just as crazy. That's why we're together here.
Do we get a... Does this program broadcast anywhere near Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, somewhere around there?
Well, WQXA is one of our affiliates. Ralph Lockwood is doing the morning show.
Well,
there
I'd like to say hello to our good friend Ralph Lockwood, who is doing...
Hi.
And how is your wazoo? I got a call from Ralph a couple of weeks ago. He calls us. Maywee, how you doing? Said, fine. Here's the latest joke. Tells me the latest joke. Hangs up. Gotta go. They're paging me.
We're going to take a break here on the Travel World Radio Show. Stay tuned. Following, this is Willem Backus and
Stephen Pickford.
The Cab Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World. Welcome to
Travel World Radio Show.
Six Flags and experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England. Come on. 8 mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, 2 kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Termbuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting.
Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Let me tell you about Montreal, Canada's metropolis. You'll fall in love with Montreal and settle down with us. M-O-N-T-R-E-A-L. Montreal, Montreal, that's my hometown. Montreal, Montreal.
I gotta love that song.
Oh, I love it.
I hadn't heard that since 1967, I don't think.
CKGM wow. Singers, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back, Stephen Pickford. And I'm gonna keep that running in the back a little bit. This song is such a simple melody, and I thought, in my memory, I thought maybe I could play, you know, C, D, G, these chords, whatever. But these are jazz musicians. It's a full studio, and you're thinking, what are these chords that they're playing? I just couldn't quite get it. And even Prosper is having fun with it. So, but, you know, things go my way. I'm going to have my friend's band, and we're going to try playing this. I'd like to make a karaoke version of this. A
karaoke version. Are you going to keep to the original words, or are you going to do the Willem Backus version?
I think there's one I'm going to change, because I'm not entirely, you know, up on singing what a great gay town this is, because you know, it's not.
After four or five beer, I understand you're a pretty good backyard barbecue singer yourself.
Well, I'll sing anything you want me to sing.
Well, that's real. My hometown.
It's funny how you transition from gay town to backyard barbecue. And
yeah. Well, you know, speak for yourself, I guess. It's,
Oh, yes. The fun continues here on Travel World. Mark Denis in the studio with us today. And we were talking before the break about Ralph Lockwood. I remember on our first media trip that I ever did out of the Pocono Mountains, his sort of morning co-host, Marianne Carponche, had us running around everywhere to find Ralph some pretzels to take back to the studio. He loved his pretzels.
Well, Marianne, I got a phone call from Marianne. Since the Mark Denis CKGM Super 70s tribute page that I have on my website, I'm hearing from the alumni.
And
Marianne called me. She's in Nova Scotia.
No way.
And she's making clay pots. And she's, I guess, pretty much semi, if not retired. And she's enjoying the country life out in Nova Scotia. But Marianne Carponche was not only a staple on CKGM of the early to mid-70s, but she also wound up on Chum in Toronto, among other radio stations. And so she has a resume that's quite interesting. But I'm hearing from the alumni, Omega Medina.
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember Omega Medina? Omega?
Oh, sure I do.
She wound up not only doing traffic on Ralph's show and my show in the afternoon. Ralph was in the morning. I was in the PM drive. She wound up doing the weather on
Newswatch
CBC. CBC6.
I have a story about her on Newswatch CBC6 when you're done.
Just let me conclude on where I found her.
Where?
Short story. I'm doing some research one time for the Grammys, some Grammy records and things. Uh-huh. And I thought, geez, let me go to the source. So I called Naris out in Santa Monica. Uh-huh. In California, sure. The Grammys out there. Mm-hmm. So I said, the phone rings, Grammys, good morning. Yeah, my name is Mark Denis. I'm calling from Montreal. And Mark Denis? This is Omega Medina. I said, Omega, what the heck are you doing there? He says, I work here now.
No, I just broke into the building and answered the phone.
A coincidence or what?
Holy
so, man. And we spoke again about three, four weeks ago, and she's now the director of rock and pop at the Grammys.
Oh, my God.
Good old Sister O checking the flow.
Well, I'll tell you something about Omega. One of the smartest, brightest ladies, and, you know, on the air, you really only got a small percentage of how smart she was because she knows several languages. And that segues into a little story that I know because her co-host on Newswatch, or actually the actual anchorman on Newswatch at the time, was Yvan Huneau. And Yvan, of course, one of Stephen's favorite personalities for having done the weather, of course, and, you know, I beat the Miss Mang there having butter on their mashed potatoes, you know.
While the rest of the province is smothered in strawberry jam.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy is married to Mitsumi.
Was
married to Mitsumi Takahashi,
another CKGM alumni of the early '70s.
Well, Mitsumi is the co-anchor on Pulse, which is Channel 12 instead of Channel 6.
Now, yeah.
Anyway, he went to say, go over to Omega at the time. He turns and he says, over to you, Mitsumi. And just one of those things. And she answers him in Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Omega is very cultured lady. As Absolutely. A matter of fact, she's in very deeply into classical music. So you can imagine back in the late 70s when I was... And all the other DJs, for that matter, were honking on the radio. And she would come on. This is Omega Medina with CKGM Traffic. And as soon as she was done, she would go into the newsroom and turn on some Beethoven. The Doobie Brothers and the Bee Gees wasn't for her.
Oh, man, the Doobie Brothers. Some of my if we're lucky today, we're going to be playing one of my favorite Doobie Brothers songs in the backyard here. Remember Listen to the Music?
No.
One of my all-time one of my all-time favorite ones.
Of course.
Yes.
It's like, do you remember the CKGM? Of course we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Montreal, my hometown. It was good hearing that again. Really was.
Well, you know, we have your segment, of course, CKGM, coming up following the 30 break, which is going to be from your CD, which is the May We. Why don't you describe your package a little
bit?
The
May We files. What happened was that was occurred. I was in Toronto, and my long story short, my youngest son said to me, Dad, says, a lot of people seem to know you, but what do you do? So I thought, okay. And while I was on the air in Toronto at a radio station called Easy Rock, there was this chap that would get in touch with me saying, do you have any air checks of you doing bilingual radio in Montreal? Wow. We have an air check site here, the Rock Radio Scrapbook. .com, and we'd love to showcase bilingual radio because it's now outlawed. You can't do English and French on a French station or an English station anymore because it caused too many problems and frictions and things like that, although the public loved it. So that combined with my son wondering what I do for a living, so I decided to go to the musty cardboard boxes in the basement and pick out some air checks of the stations I was at, Sikwa, Sikac, Mix 96 in Montreal, and of course 980 CKGM Montreal. So I got all the air checks there, and the T-shirts, and the bumper stickers, and all that. And I put together three CDs of my best years, I guess, the best bilingual radio years, 1974 to 1994. So I called it the May We Files, Les Filières May We. And we did a little booklet with pictures and the alumni and stories and all that, and. Everybody seems to be enjoying it.
One of the things that I like more specifically about it all, and the recurring theme, especially when you hear Montreal, My Hometown, songs like Hey Friend, Say Friend, and even the memorabilia they have pictured on the cover here, it's all about a great love of the city of Montreal,
yes,
which I feel very strongly.
You've hit the nail right on the head. If you look at the back of the three CD set package, there's
look
a
at that.
Picture of Guy Lafleur. Of the
mic. I'm holding it up to the mic so you can see this.
Everyone can see it, yes.
Also, basically, it gives you some of the history of music here in Montreal.
Yeah, the history of radio, AM and FM. I even have there's a clip on there that explains why bilingual radio was outlawed.
Yeah.
Eventually outlawed, but all those years that the French radio stations and the English radio stations were fighting over this issue, so that was 7 years. I was able to do my Marc Mewi Denis act.
So you're gonna be getting a taste of outlawed radio. Yeah, because this is your 1978 intro at CKGM, right? Clip number two.
Yeah, I was there from 1974 to 1980.
Yeah,
and if you go to CD number two, cut number two.
Yeah, that's 78.
Yeah, that's the one. It's what they call the scoped air check. You don't hear the whole song. You just hear the DJ doing his thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was me many years ago. Young and foolish.
But this is the way it's got to be.
Yeah, the radio
all
was
these
fun.
Things. You know what this reminds me? I read a book about 2 years ago by a guy named Richard Neer, who was actually the morning man over at radio station WNEW, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts from how he got into radio and how he was best friends with a guy named Mike Harrison. Of course, Mike Harrison now is one of the heads of Talkers.com.
Yeah,
and of course he started up Radio and Records with another guy, one of the leading trade rags in the radio industry. So, and it paints a picture of how rock radio and FM began because it was a throwaway at the time.
Yeah.
AM was it back then.
Yeah,
And it's an amazing book. I think I have it here. You brought it back. Ella read it too as well. But I think this would make great reading.
There's a morning man from Hartford that found me on the web and said, I grew up listening to you in Rutland, Vermont when I grew up there. The signal 980, when our radio station on 980 would go off the air at sunset, CKGM would boom in the background. thank you for all those years of bilingual stuff. It was great. His name is Alan Camp.
Alan
Camp from WRDH or
WDRC.
Light 105 or something like that.
I know WDRC is the oldie station down there.
He was a gentleman about the whole idea. He sent us an email and he said that the AM stations back in the 60s and the 70s and somewhat to a certain extent the 80s, when you grew up on those things, those stations, they stay with you. So that's why I put the package together, and I hope people...
Going to break for news real quick, and we're going to come right back.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Double World Radio Show.
Should know that dieting will never
After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
CKGM and 100.
octaves. So when I have a fire, it sounds like the Bee Gees. It's great.
I was caught in the fence there, I think. What?
Gotta love that stuff. Metropolis. Celsioso.
Celsioso.
Signatures, Vendredi Tono, Mercredi, this Wednesday coming up at 5. We find out who goes to the convention in Las Vegas.
So there's an example of
Hey, we're flying, man.
Bilingual radio.
Wow. Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, special guest Mark Deneen, stood. And it better if I open the mics right back up.
Yeah,
huh?
You should know better than that.
Radio Man and all.
Radio Man and all, yes. Stephen Pickford here on Travel World. Mark Deneen with us in studio today. And now joining us on the line from Vancouver, Michael Godin. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Glad you could join us. Another big name, another name from the past, 70s Radio Montreal. We're talking about days when radio was really an integral part of people's lives. It was different than today. I mean, radio, of course, especially when you listen to the our program is an integral part of your life. But
Michael, hey. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Mark Deneen, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Nice to hear you.
Likewise, the past.
Yeah, it's no like kidding.
We haven't done anything since.
I mean, I'm listening to that air check of that was just on of you at GM. It was like, oh my God.
We all grew up and we
and
miss
I think
it.
We all slowed
it.
Down a little.
Yeah, we terribly so.
But we're still rocking, but this time we're in chairs.
There you go. Wheelchairs. Orthopedic wheelchairs. No, but that was a magical era, and not just in Montreal. It was all over the place, the big
Absolutely.
AM flamethrowers. And by the way, that fella's name just came back to me, Alan Camp, RCH Hartford. He's the program director and the morning man.
Awesome.
And a gentleman. And how are things out in the West Coast?
Well, apart from the really serious forest fires in the interior, it's been the most unbelievable summer in Vancouver that I can remember since I moved out here in 86. I think we've had rain twice all summer. So from a vacationing perspective to a place that people come and spend a lot of money to come and enjoy their time in Vancouver, it's been just fantastic. But certainly from the interior point of view, those fires are so
yes,
serious.
But from what we can see, there's been an improvement and things are coming back into shape again.
Well, fortunately, you know, when the winds cooperate, then they can curtail the growth of the fires.
My aunt is in Penticton, and she was quite worried that the fires would start spreading further down south in the Okanagan Valley. But, of course, that doesn't seem to be so much the case now. And a number of people have been allowed back into their homes in Kelowna.
But you know what's heartwarming, Michael, is that every single Canadian province has come to the rescue, from the Maritimes to Quebec, Ontario, and beyond.
Absolutely.
Have united to help.
Well, you know what I just heard yesterday that I, and it's so appropriate for a travel show, is that the people at Air Transat Vacations yesterday announced that all qualifying firefighters who are directly involved in fighting the fires in the interior will be able to get a ticket for themselves and a companion to go to Puerto Vallarta departing September 6th at no charge, just as a thank you to the heroes.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
It's always good to see a corporate sponsor come forward and say, hey, we appreciate, we want to give back something to the community where, you know, our people work and that we derive so much from ourselves.
It's Absolutely.
A common theme I've been hearing lately, too, of people thanking, you know, the emergency rescue people, especially firefighters. Stephen works, used to work next to a gentleman named Saul Boxenbaum. His specialty is, you know, counseling for gambling addictions and so on. And he showed me a picture. This is a guy who's just a dealer, you know, for blackjack, what have you. Mm-hmm. This guy earns above $50,000 a year for dealing cards. And he says, take a look. And here's another guy. And he fights fires and saves lives. And this guy earns below $50,000 a year. And yet we say he's overpaid.
Mm-hmm. I think we'd have to get our priorities
straight.
It's all
in the perspective, you know.
But it's a wonderful country, you know, following the ice storms in Quebec and New Brunswick and the floods in Winnipeg and now what's happened out your way, the country has rallied. And that's what's real good about everything that we've seen in the past few days. And it won't give you back your house, but, you know, you will rebuild knowing that you've got friends backing you up.
Exactly. That I remember years ago when I was working at CFCF in Montreal, of course, and there was a huge, huge winter storm. And at the time, Mayor Jean Drapeau said that there were emergency measures. In
Mayor Jean Drapeau says, this is my storm.
This is my city. Start
my storm, my city. And you will pay and pay for the storm.
And I've got a place where you can bury all that snow. It's called the Big O.
Anyone who's grown up in Montreal can relate to that little piece of humor.
That closed down everything for well over a day. To my
everything except the Big O.
Yeah. I remember being stuck at the station from Saturday until about Wednesday.
Good Lord.
And at that time, I think I did everything, from running the station switchboard operator to being on the air to
that's commonly known as the Michael Godet Radiothon for Muscular Dystrophy, right? That was a good cause that you got going there. Hey, tell us a little bit about your website. I was talking about markdenis.com before and the CKGM tribute page I've got on there. You've got something quite interesting going on with your Treasure Island oldies out that way.
Well, I'm really fortunate that, you know, it's all in the timing. We're all in the right place at the right time or not. And in my case, I was in just the right time and the right location. I ended up starting Treasure Island Oldies. I'm into my seventh year now. And it's one of the longest running radio shows in the world on the internet. It's among a handful of the longest running shows, and I didn't plan it to be that way, and I didn't plan to be on global television, and I didn't plan to be in Maclean's magazine. I mean, these are all wonderful things that happened as a result of, so to speak, being one of the few Marconis of the internet. So
wow, the Marconi of the internet.
I was once 16 Magazine's DJ of the Month. I mean, I don't even rate compared to this guy.
But you were also in size, you know. You were in the French version too.
Yeah, this is true. Le magazine size.
Good Lord, this is all part of our theme today.
One of the things that I thought was so interesting, when Stephen contacted me and mentioned you, Mark, is that you know, here you were like a huge icon of CKGM, and I was I'm talking a bit before you now. At the station in about 1962, I think it was, there were some people like Mike Stevens and I can't remember the names. It's so
Can I. That's way before my time.
Well, Gord Logan on overnight.
Yeah.
Gord Logan.
Yeah. I was a young kid. Yes.
There's a name from the past.
Molson Golden. No, Gord Logan.
Wow. He's still on.
What's
so
neat for me, though, is that I remember being a kid listening and then being so in awe and inspired by listening to radio and the DJs. That's what I knew from like a young age what I was going to be. I didn't want to be a policeman. I didn't want to be a football player. I wanted to be a disc jockey.
Well, son, I'm happy to hear that. And I must say,
the sports world is very relieved.
I must say, you've done quite well, son.
To be a disc jockey, you have to have some verbal ability. You hardly ever say a word.
Well, you know, it's hard to get a word in edgewise with another DJ.
So you've got a copy of the CKGM singers singing.
I won that record from CKGM. I must have been about.
So you're the guy that took it. I was looking all over for that darn record. You got it.
I got the one copy, probably.
I had another one. I don't know where it is. You took it.
There are some people listening that are surely interested in finding you and your wonderful program. Can you give us the ..
Sure. It's treasureislandoldies.com, all one word.
There you go.
And it's live Sunday, 6 to 10
Pacific time. And then, you know, I get people from listening to the show from all over the world, as you can appreciate. And I have more people that listen to the show in the rest of the week as the, you know, the archived version of the programs, because it goes out live, but it's recorded at the same time so that people can listen to it 24 hours a day, at 7 days a week, at their own discretion.
So to send the bill, it's info@treasureislandoldies.com?
Send dough at michael.com.
For all the mentions here, info@treasureislandoldies.com.
Oh, my goodness.
Was a real treat to hear from you with saying, gee, I heard Montreal, my hometown. I've been trying to find that song for 30 years.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, that's me.
Finally found it. That's great.
Listen, we're going to be taking another break right here in about 30 seconds. But the common theme today, because it's our annual barbecue party in the backyard, got a band playing called This Is True, playing all of my favorite songs.
The band's name is This Is True.
That is exactly
the neighbors aren't going to believe this. A rock band in the backyard. This is true? No! Say it ain't so!
Oh, good Lord. Stay tuned. Following the break, this is Travel World.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Hey friend, say friend, come on over. How'd you like to see wide open spaces?
Oh, wow.
Hey friend, say friend, come on over. Looking for happiness, this is the place.
How's that theme to Expo 67?
If you hold on to my
hand, what an upbeat song, dude.
You'll step into a dream.
If you look in the studio right now, we're all smiling because it's such a feel-good song.
Like a painted summer scene.
Hey, but I love Montreal, and I see that on your CD cover.
You like to
I love you, Montreal's town.
There were statistics that came out. Apparently, if you were to put the hot dogs, all the hot dogs and hamburgers that were consumed by the 50 million people at Expo 67 in Montreal, it would go to the moon and back. I think 20 million hamburgers, 25 million hot dogs, and most of the people just got rid of the heartburn last Friday.
No, those were a lot of steam A's.
Those were the people that ate at Bruce Johnson's Bobo Hut.
So did that have a little effect on you, Michael?
A little patate LaFleur on the side?
Ah, mais un. La poutine en masse avec du gros fromage là-dessus puis de la grosse sauce. Mais oui.
Of course, I like something that sounds like poutine, but it's not French fries, gravy, or cheese.
You have to know how
another
to.
Another thing that you get in Montreal.
So what was it? What are you doing in Vancouver aside from, why did you do that in the first place?
Why did I move to Vancouver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I left. I was vice president of A&M Records. And was
whoa.
I had signed and discovered people like Brian Adams and Paul Jans and a number of others over the years.
Excusez-moi.
Bien sûr, monsieur. Hello. And then decided to move to Vancouver after being with A&M for 11 years to manage Paul Jans and develop his career. And we had a wonderful run. And I think it was in 92 we had the number one and number three songs of the year for in Canada, and Alana Miles was number two.
Oh, gotta love Alana Miles.
Yeah.
And whatever happened to her?
Well,
that's another story.
That's another story. Yeah. We'll
get into that now.
I flew out to Kitchener to see Alana Miles play. I
mean, you're the guy that went.
That was me. Well, listen, I went out to see her play because her first album, her song Black Velvet, I bought the album, the whole album, I loved it, both sides. I bought it. Was the first song I played. I restored cars, put it in my car. First song I played was Still Got This Thing For You off of our album.
Oh, yeah, that's great track.
Yeah,
it's great
I too. Went out there and to see Alana Miles, but guess what? She was the opening act to Kim Mitchell.
Wow.
Talk about
the King of Ontario.
Kim Mitchell, who's opening up for April Wine these days. It's
no kidding.
It's go for a soda.
Yeah, it's has he ever. But Vancouver, you wound up there for afterwards, or?
Yeah, decided to move to Vancouver and start my management and publishing and consulting company. And I've done a bunch of stuff over the years. I helped some people get the first ever FM license in Lloydminster, Alberta. And it was like an 80-kilometer signal pattern. So it was like almost like a superstation. It was the first rock format. And so I had a lot of fun. I still have a lot of fun. And during the day, Monday to Friday, I'm still in management, but I'm managing.
I thought you were going to say, I drive a cab now. the glamorous part I've told you about.
No, I manage the National Advertising Benevolent Society. It's a small charity for people in the advertising, marketing, communication, media industry who fall on hard times or the members of their family. And that could be through health or through loss of work. The organization helps with counseling and career assessment, stress management, and sometimes we also helps out on the financial basis.
Well, I'm the vice president. I'm the vice president of BRA.
Okay.
Basement Radio Anonymous. Here we are this morning.
Are you telling me the truth?
Well,
you crossed
your
heart,
disappointed
right?
on that one.
Cross your heart and hope to broadcast.
Well, we got to lift and separate from that one.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I would go on, but it's only a splinter interest.
Well, you see, it's amazing stereo. It lifts and separates.
Good channel separation.
Okay.
Test, 1-2. We still on? 1-2. Yeah.
Or we were, anyhow.
We have our test lobe pattern. You ever look at some of those broadcast pattern charts, do they? Yeah, well, I guess that's what
acquired taste. I think you're the only one that does that.
Judging by the reaction in the room.
He's a world
conversation stopper.
Anyway, we'll have to invite all wonderful oldies fans, people that enjoy the classic tunes, to check out Treasure Island Oldies.
One of the things I'm really pleased about with the show is, four or five years or so ago, I managed to get in touch with a company that had the license for all the original PAMS jingles from the 60s.
Yes.
And I even got, so I bought the components, and then they also cut specific jingles, so it's I'm using the original PAMS jingles on the show that I'm licensed for, but they're incorporated in with Treasure Island Oldies. I mean, as a radio guy, I just think, yeah.
Yeah, you're in heaven. Yeah.
Oh, man.
As another radio guy, I'm also going, yeah.
We're all sitting here.
CKGM, Montreal.
Marc Denis.
May we.
May we.
We'll be emailing, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be
and emailing. By the way, Stephen had mentioned that you wanted to see if it'd be okay to have Montreal, my hometown, on your website.
Yes.
Absolutely no problem.
Oh.
Yes,
I was sweating a bullet there. I thought, here comes the bill from Vancouver for a Montreal song.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't think Jeff Sterling would come after you for that.
No.
Who were the CKGM singers? Who were this?
Understanding was that was produced by an advertising agency for CKGM.
That's right.
Okay.
And I think it may have been McLaren McCann or something to that effect.
And that was not Marianne Carpentier singing lead. It wasn't Marianne singing lead. They were professional singers.
They were actual, that's right. They were absolutely professional singers, session singers. I mean, who knows? Maybe Michelle Pagliaro may have been singing on that somewhere.
No, Michelle doesn't sound that high.
I would like to find out who these people were who played on that, because there's at least three guitars. There's a banjo in there, jazz drummer, and it sounds like a stand-up bass, not like a regular bass guitar in there.
Right. Sounds to me like they were that was a contract that might have been sanctioned by CKGM through that ad agency to celebrate Expo 67.
No. That was not done for 67. The Hey Friend, Say Friend, of course, by Donald Lautrec was, but the Montreal, My Hometown was earlier. That was about 62.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was for the Osaka Fair.
It was for that big event in Pierrefonds or something or other.
The backyard barbecue.
Somebody was having a backyard barbecue.
With the band This Is True.
Well, actually,
This Is True.
Where we are here in Dollar DeSormo, a suburb of Montreal, was one of the original sites that they had proposed for Expo 67 down off of Brunswick Boulevard where Centennial Park is. They had thought, hey, maybe that would be a good site. For the sake of tourists and the accessibility issue, they built it where they did in the middle of the St. Lawrence River. But
they came to their senses.
Your passport to Expo 67 included a snorkel
and a smoked meat sandwich. You
yes.
Now you're talking, monsieur.
Hey, Mouy. You wanted lean?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, the smoked meat.
Here in Vancouver that sells genuine Montreal smoked meat. I said, I'll have a lean. I'll have a lean on rye. You have a what?
All this genuine smoked meat, genuine Montreal bagel, genuine this. Not ain't genuine unless you're here in Montreal.
Michael, is Dave Boxer still out your way?
Dave Boxer, no, I remember Dave.
I understand he's still out here, and I would absolutely love to track down Dave and have him come into the studio if he would. Because it would be, I mean, Dave is the guy who was my first inspiration when I was a young kid listening
good
to radio.
Good Lord.
Yeah, along with George Morris, who was Buddy G on Buddy CKGM G. in the 60s, and my all-time favorite, the Brit, Roger Scott, the late, great Roger Scott on 1470 CFOX.
CFOX, Montreal, the West Island.
Oh, yes.
I was able to hook up with him in 1983.
Wow.
When they opened the Beatles Abbey Road Studios.
Right.
To put 48 tracks in there. or is it 24? I forget. But anyway, we went to
with Jerry Dixon,
who was a former CKGM newsman. We wound up in Abbey Road Studios and filmed everything, and went to Capital Radio
because Roger was working there,
and he had done the narrative that the people could hear in Abbey Road Studios. So they were streaming people. Lining people up for 7 weeks to visit Abbey Road Studios while the studio number 2 upstairs was being refurbished in that. Brilliant marketing idea.
Well, a real fast story about Roger. I had a high school radio station in Saint Laurent when I was, I guess I was 16 at that point, or 15. And we had a couple of the DJs, like Roger came down, and Bill Lowell, and Dina Gopian, and that they would come down and just do a guest show for us. And about 2 weeks after Roger Scott came in, John and Yoko came to Montreal for the Bed In for Peace at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel. And I had my little tape recorder, and I had, of course, no patch cords to the phone. It was just a little handheld microphone over the receiver part of the handset. And I finally, after...
You got to wrap this up.
We got to go now. We got 10 seconds.
Can you wrap it up in 5?
Well, I got an interview with John Lennon. Bye.
Peace, man.
Stay tuned next week.
Peace, brother.
This is Travel World Radio Show. Willem Back and Stephen Pickford.
Ella Sobel.
When you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.